Hey there, awesome humans. This is Nova Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide to unplugging and living a life that feels more intentional, less frantic. Ever feel like your phone has become, well, let's just say it's got a little too much influence over your day? Think about it. You reach for it first thing in the morning, scroll mindlessly throughout the day, and even find yourself checking it before bed. It's like this constant companion, always there, always vying for your attention. But what if I told you your phone doesn't have to be your best friend or worse, your boss? What if it could actually be a tool, something that serves you instead of the other way around? That's exactly what we're diving into today on Your Phone is the Villain. Get ready to ditch the dependency and reclaim your time, focus, and even your sanity. Buckle up because things are about to get real. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you shift from phone obsession to phone empowerment. 1. Recognize your triggers. Ever find yourself reaching for your phone out of pure boredom? Or maybe when you're feeling stressed or anxious? Identifying those triggers is the first step in taking control. It's like knowing your weaknesses so you can strategize and conquer them. Think about it. What situations make you reach for your phone instinctively? Maybe it's waiting in line, during a boring meeting, or even just sitting alone with your thoughts. 2. Mindful scrolling. Let's be honest, sometimes we scroll mindlessly, clicking through posts without truly absorbing anything. Try turning that into mindful scrolling. Actively choose what you engage with. Ask yourself, does this post genuinely add value to my life? Does it inspire me, inform me, or make me laugh? If the answer is no, keep scrolling. There's a whole world of interesting content out there, so why waste your precious time on things that don't serve you? 3. Schedule phone-free zones. It's like creating sacred space in your day where your phone takes a backseat. Maybe it's during mealtimes, an hour before bed, or even just dedicated walks in nature. During these times, embrace the stillness, connect with the people around you, and truly be present in the moment. Oh, embrace the power of no. You don't have to answer every notification or message immediately. Then to say no politely but firmly to requests that drain your energy or time. Remember, your well-being is more important than constantly being available. 5. Rediscover offline joy. Think about the things you used to enjoy doing before your phone became your constant companion. Maybe it's reading a good book, catching up with friends in person, trying out a new hobby, or simply enjoying the peace and quiet of nature. Reconnect with those offline activities that'll remind you that life is bigger than your screen. Think about that time you were completely engrossed in a conversation, laughing, sharing stories, really connecting with someone, but then you glanced at your phone for a split second, checked the notifications, and suddenly felt distracted and out of sync. That's what I'm talking about. Those moments when your phone steals away your focus, pulling you back into the digital world. It's like a sneaky little thief, constantly trying to grab your attention and disrupt the flow. But here's the good news. You can reclaim those moments. By being more mindful of your phone usage, setting boundaries, and actively choosing to engage in real-world experiences, you can free yourself from its grip. So remember, my friends, your phone is a powerful tool. It can connect you, inform you, and even entertain you. But it doesn't have to control you. Take charge of your digital life, prioritize meaningful connections, and rediscover the joy of being present in the moment. Your future self will thank you for it. Ready to make a change? Start small. Maybe try putting your phone on Do Not Disturb during dinner or choosing 1 hour each day to be completely unplugged. Share your experiences, join the conversation, and let's create a world where our phones serve us, not the other way around. You got this. See you tomorrow for another dose of digital detox wisdom.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.